A very good morning to you all, and welcome to Newport on Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship. Today is the 1st of May 2022. On the 17th of this month, I will be 5 years minister of the Church of Scotland here in Newport on Tay. On behalf of the congregation, I would like to welcome all those who are worshiping with us for the first time, or those who are doing so after a long while. If you would like to interact with the rest of us after the service, please, you are welcome to our church hall to share in teas and coffees and cakes and other niceties of life. The journal for this month is already out, and I'm sure that the elders are picking up their copies to bring them to their various districts. I hope you would find useful information in the journal. Our call to worship this morning is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The first hymn we have a gospel to proclaim, 363. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son revealed in signs and miracles the wonder of your saving love, renew your people with your heavenly grace, and in all our weakness, sustain us by your mighty power. Lord our God, you have examined us and you know us. You know everything we do. You know our foolishness and our sins. You know our sins are not hidden from you. If you, Lord, would note them down, who then would stand? But you, O God, are gracious, patient, and full of mercy, forgiving our wrongs, trespasses, and sins. You, O Father, said, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you, and you have given your Son to be the means by which the sins of the world are forgiven." We plead with you to take away from us, O God, our sins which separate us from you, that with pure hearts and cleansed lips we may come before you and celebrate this service joyfully and praise your name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." Our next hymn, 359, "He came down that we may have love." Do we have any children in church this morning? Hello, Daniel. Hi, Grace, how are you? Good morning. Just two of you this morning. How are you? Enjoying the long weekend? I hear tomorrow you don't go to school. Happy? Okay. This morning, I would like to talk to you about listening. About listening. And of course, I know that there are many things we want to listen out for. For example, your favorite TV show. Or maybe the ice cream truck. And other nice noises that are attractive because of what they offer. But on the other hand, mom or dad's voice asking you to go and clean your room. We don't like to hear about that. No. So there are so many voices, some we love, some we don't. Now I'm going to ask you to try to identify what is in this, and there is another thing in this bag. Just listen and tell me what this is. Grace, what's that? Buttons, money, buttons. Listen again. Listen. Congregation, what's that? Stones? Okay, stones. Stones, money, buttons. Beans? Marbles? Sweeties? I've now listened to about 70 wrong answers. Listen again, listen, listen. What's that? Those are coins. So it's money. Daniel was right. There's a second one. What's that? The same? No. Try. Rice? Okay. Again? Peanuts, corn, seeds, and all that. That's seemed to be difficult. I didn't think it was going to be that difficult. Okay, now I'm going to ask two of you to close your eyes, and I'll ask somebody in the congregation to speak, and you will try to guess who that is. Do you want to close your eyes? Okay.
I'm a Christian.
Again?
I'm a Christian.
Okay, open your eyes. Whose voice was that? It's someone from there. There are so many people there. The girl at the side. Okay, so that's Claire's voice. You got it right, Grace. That's Claire's voice. Now, it was quite difficult, but in some cases also easy to identify these voices. Jesus Christ was speaking to people about what they listen to and the voices they should listen to. And he said, those who follow him know him, they hear his voice, and they follow what he says. And what that means is that we Christian people should be able to follow what Jesus tells them to do. Many people out there will tell you so many things. There are friends in school. Maybe when you are chatting with them, they tell you that they don't also clean their rooms, so you think that's a good thing. No. The good thing is to clean your room. Maybe they tell you they don't go to church, and you think that's good. The good thing is to come to church. Maybe they tell you they don't pray, and you think that's all right. No. The right thing is to pray. And if we are children of God, we must do what God or Jesus Christ is asking us to do. So whenever somebody tells you something, you have to ask yourself, is this thing good? Does this help me in my Christian faith as a child of God? Because we are God's children. So we must listen only to the voices that help us, that tell us the right thing to do. And not all the so many voices that are around us. And our parents' voices are the most important voices because they give us the best advice that we can ever have. And also the church. We come to church every Sunday, listen to children's address, go to Sunday school. They teach us so many beautiful things that Jesus did. And you know that he loved little children so much. So let us listen for his voice and let us follow what he calls us to do. Let us pray. Our God, our Father, we thank you again for this morning and for our children. We pray, O God, that the sound of your voice will be louder in their lives than any other voices that come their way. Help them as they grow in faith. Increase their commitment and their belief and trust in you, and continue to protect them from voices that lead them astray. This is our prayer through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. If anyone wants to have some notes, you are welcome. Our next hymn is 10,000 Reasons. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Let us listen for the word of God. Our first lesson from the Old Testament is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, reading from chapter 34, verses 1 to 10. Shepherds and sheep. The word of the Lord came to me, "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Woe to the shepherds of Israel, who only take care of themselves. Should not shepherds take care of the flock? You eat the curds, clothe yourselves with the wool, and slaughter the choice animals, but you do not take care of the flock. You have not strengthened the weak, or healed the sick, or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays, or searched for the lost. You have ruled them harshly and brutally. So they were scattered, because there was no shepherd. And when they were scattered, they became food for all the wild animals. My sheep wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. They were scattered over the whole earth, and no one searched or looked for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, because my flock lacks a shepherd, and so has been plundered and has become food for all the wild animals, and because my shepherds did not search for my flock, but cared for themselves rather than for my flock. Therefore, O shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against the shepherds, and will hold them accountable for my flock. I will remove them from tending the flock so that the shepherds can no longer feed themselves. I will rescue my flock from their mouths, and it will no longer be food for them." And our second reading from the New Testament is from the Gospel of John, reading from chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. The shepherd and his flock. And this is Jesus speaking. "I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Thanks be to God. Our next hymn is the psalm, "The Lord is My Shepherd."
Let us pray. Almighty God, in you are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Open our eyes that we may see the wonders of your word, and give us grace that we may clearly understand and freely choose the way of your wisdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. One of the favorite songs of my mother captures our text for reflection, both Ezekiel chapter 34 and especially John chapter 10. I will just sing that song to you. I am a good shepherd. I am a good shepherd. My sheep, they know my voice. I also know them all by name. I am a good shepherd. I am a good shepherd. I am a good shepherd. My sheep, they know my voice. I also know them all by name. I am a good shepherd. What a song. Would you like to try that song? I am a good shepherd. Just repeat after me. Go. Again. I am a good shepherd. Go. I am a good shepherd. I am a good shepherd. My sheep, they know my voice. I also know them all by name. I am a good shepherd. Okay, that's enough for now. We will take a music class. I think we should have a music class and learn that song. Brothers and sisters in Christ, do you sometimes feel weary, restless, and impatient because you are unoccupied or lack interest in your current activity? It is called boredom, or being bored. And research over the last decade has shown that boredom alone can kill you. However, long-term boredom may increase your risk for any early death. And this is because boredom may increase stress hormones in the body, which can lead to a high risk of cardiovascular disease. The International Journal of Epidemiology published an article that maintains bored people die sooner than people who are excited about life. Britton and Shipley of the University of London did a study of more than 7,500 people. Those who reported that they were bored were 2.5 times more likely to die of a heart problem than those who were not bored. Of course, there is a possibility that boredom is not a cause, but a concurrent symptom. However, this finding should encourage us to find some excitement in our lives and live lives to the full. And this is scriptural indeed, because Jesus Christ said that he came to give us life, and to give us life that is more abundant. Therefore, if Christianity isn't exciting, what is? And Christianity is Christ. Jesus Christ said, "I am the good shepherd." The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He also says, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have life to the full." Jesus Christ presents himself as the quintessential leader of a people who have spent their lives under the leadership of bad leaders. And while the good shepherd gives his life, while bad shepherds bring destruction and death, sometimes they subject their people to war. We know what is going on in Ukraine and also affecting Russia. Sometimes through bad policies, we are plunged into economic crisis. And so many times leaders of the world do not lead us to safety, but to destruction. And in John chapter 10, Jesus uses the imagery of the good shepherd to draw a contrast between his leadership and that of the Pharisees. The ancient Near East was primarily an agricultural society, and a shepherd was a common figure of speech in the literature. That is why the Old Testament uses the image of the shepherd to indicate God's care for Israel. Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." But in addition to God, the kings and other leaders of Israel were also pictured as shepherds of the people in their role of protecting, defending, and guiding them. However, the leadership of Israel became corrupt. Instead of leading the people to green pastures, they had allowed them to wander and even to die. In Ezekiel 34:1-16, the prophet uses the shepherd imagery to relate God's displeasure with the leadership of Israel. This is what the sovereign Lord says: "Woe to the shepherds of Israel, who only take care of themselves. You have not strengthened the weak or healed the sick or bound up the injured. You have not searched for the lost. I am against the shepherds and will hold them accountable for my flock." So God judges the shepherds of Israel for abusing their power, taking advantage of the people, and letting them wander from God. And Jesus Christ says in John 10 that such leaders are like a hired hand. A hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. But the leadership of Jesus Christ is not like that. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Verses 8, 9, and 10, Jesus says, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture." Not only does the good shepherd protect the sheep, he also provides the sheep pasture in rich land. When Jesus identifies himself with the gate, we need to ask what access we gain through Christ. Well, we are told it is access to pasture, which verse 10 calls life to the full, or abundant life. The King James Version says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Abundant life doesn't necessarily mean having a long physical lifespan or accumulating so much wealth. That's not abundant life. And Rick Warren warns that it is a fatal mistake to assume that God's goal for your life is material prosperity or popular success as the world defines it. Never focus on temporary crowns. Abundant life means that you are living in the moment because you are experiencing a present and intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. You are not wistfully longing for shadows from the past, nor are you anxiously contemplating a thousand different futures. Rather, you are preoccupied with what Christ is calling you to be as you serve him faithfully. I think Charles Spurgeon puts it well. The way to life lies in the opposite direction. You must look right away from yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. You must rely upon what he has done and not upon what you can do. Remember that God's declaration is that whoever believes in Jesus Christ has everlasting life. If therefore you are enabled to come and cast yourselves upon the blood and righteousness of Christ, you have that eternal life immediately, which all your prayers, all your tears, repentance, church going, and sacraments could never bring you. Abundant life is grace-filled and grace-giving life. It is a foretaste of heaven received and shared with others in a new life. Only Jesus Christ gives abundant life. And while Jesus longs to give us that life, because he is the good shepherd, he cautions us against thieves who come only to kill and destroy, and whose voices are often louder than that of the real and good shepherd. The thieves are both within us and around us. They are the prejudices, the grudges, the bitterness and unresolved anger and pain we sometimes have against God and people when something doesn't seem right in our lives. This can steal and kill and destroy our joy and abundant life. These thieves are liars who tell us we cannot rely on a God we do not see. They teach that we have got science to prove that everything is possible without some estranged celestial being in charge of our lives. So the children of God are faced with the danger of being discouraged by the outside world to neglect their faith in Jesus Christ and so to perish. Dear friends, there are many voices today competing for the first place in our lives. Our young and even old people are exposed to secularist theories which ridicule the teachings of Jesus Christ and the Christian faith. Sometimes they are taught that religious people who believe in God simply adopt a position of faith, whereas those who deny the existence of God are behaving more rationally and more scientifically. We need wisdom to be able to help train our children to recognize the true nature of the leadership of Jesus Christ. And we need to keep insisting that religious studies should be included in the school curriculum, especially in secular Britain. There are many bad and misleading voices calling our attention in the world. Aware of this, Jesus encourages us to listen to his voice and not to the voice of our adversary, the devil. Jesus calls us his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought them out, he goes ahead of them, and his sheep follow because they know his voice. But they will never follow the voice of a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. The shepherd's voice is in the pages of Scripture, dripping with his words of grace. If you listen to the voice of the true shepherd, then you will be able to distinguish his leadership from that of the world. The leadership and voices of the corrupt world bring corruption, insecurity, and condemnation. The leadership of Jesus Christ brings protection, security, and new abundant life. We must listen to the voice of God in order to keep enjoying the blessings of abundant life. God help us. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we pray for times when we have compromised the standards that you have set before us. And we pray now that you would purge us of all that is displeasing to you, and enable us to become more authentic in our commitment to your leadership and our discipleship by listening to your voice, laying it to heart to give glory to your name, and teaching your word faithfully, obediently, effectively, and impartially. Grant leaders of this caliber to the Church of Scotland throughout its future existence and ministry, and to other churches to which some of us belong. May all of us gathered here for worship long for your voice and be ready to follow you all the days of our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. Our next hymn, O Love, How Deep, How Broad, How High. Let us pray. Let us dedicate the offering and let us intercede for ourselves and for the world. Lord of all goodness, all things come from you, and of them we give to you. Therefore, our God, accept us, your servants, and this, our offering, which we bring in devotion to your holy name. Give us grace evermore to serve you with gladness of heart. O Christ, our Savior, for whom all nations long, may your gospel shine in those places where the word of life is not yet received. Draw the whole creation into you in order to show your salvation to the ends of the earth. O Christ, our Lord, remain with your church until the end of time, according to your promise. And as you have given us Jesus Christ to be our good shepherd, we pray you to help us follow his leadership, to listen and hearken to his voice, and to remain ever more committed to all that life with Christ brings to mankind. Extend the leadership of your church, that it may receive as brothers and sisters, men and women of all races and tongues. O Christ, our King, lead the nations by your mighty hand. Guard the hearts and minds of their leaders so that they may seek justice and further peace and freedom for all nations. We pray again, O Father, for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, for the war that continues in that country. We pray, O God, and thank you for all the interventions from world leaders. We ask that you will provide the right atmosphere for dialogue between the Russian leaders, those of Ukraine, and the world, other world leaders, so that a lasting solution will be brought to this problem. We pray for those who've lost their lives in the conflict, that you will accept and keep them by your side. We pray for their families as they mourn, that you will comfort them. We pray for those who have been injured, that you will heal them. O Christ, almighty ruler, strength of the weak and comfort of the afflicted, strengthen those who are tempted, raise those who have fallen, watch over those who suffer from disappointment or despair, uphold the faith of all who are persecuted. God, our Father, have mercy on the sick, the infirm, and all whom no one prays and whom no one remembers, and grant them your love and hope. Lord Jesus Christ, you said, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and it shall be opened to you. We pray, grant us the gift of your love, so that we may love you with all our hearts, our words and our deeds, and may we never cease to worship you, for you live and reign with the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. If you are able, please rise, and together we will affirm our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. 410, our final hymn. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world. Thank you.